6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Wednesday, June 1st, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Welcome aboard. Our telephone number, 844-769-2944. We're going to be getting a call in this morning from Lane Cavanis in Fort Worth. He is with the airline workers for Health Freedom. He is a pilot. A lawsuit has been filed against the Biden administration, apparently Atlas Air. I'm going to have him explain it in a little bit more detail when he calls on our listener line, so keep that line open for a bit because I want him in here to explain what is going on and how they're fighting woke corporations and corporations that insist on adhering to Biden's mandates, even though courts have ruled no. We'll be joined at the top of next hour by Frank Davis with OptiVita Products. And, of course, we have OptiVita Products, Strauss Naturals, and North American Urban Spice Products 10% off this week. We still have a number of products soon to expire at a 50% discount. For a full list of those products, you can visit thepowermall.com, click the closeout tab, or call Jay at 877-817-9829. We've only got a few left of the Journey Water bottle. Comes in blue and indigo. 30% off. Each bottle comes with one filter. They're on sale for $45.49. And we also have the Sagan Journey Water filters, 30% off, if you want to purchase an extra filter for your water bottle. So having said all of that, and we are also now on Truth Social. For those of you who want to go and open an account on President Trump's new media website, my particular is at Power Hour Host, and the Power Hour is at the Power Hour. So you can go on there, like us, follow us, and pay attention to what we're doing, because we're going to be posting on there fairly regularly as to what is going on. News of the world, China. Apparently, Steve Bannon held a discussion on the situation with China and Taiwan and China's efforts to rule the world. And, of course, Frank Gaffney, who has been on the Power Hour before as a guest, was on there warning about China's recent action. Earlier this week, he warned how the U.S. under Biden is taking actions to support China while at the same time China's at war with the U.S. Gaffney, in his Secure Freedom Minute, discussed how China was being bolstered by the Biden regime. I mean, they literally look at it this way. Despite everything that Frank has said on the Steve Bannon show, which we're sharing that information with you, it'll be on your email blast. Here's the big thing. If the Chinese Communist Party owns Joey, you know, Uncle Joe that's a moving kind of slow at the junction, you know, Scarecrow, if they own him through his son, Hunter, and Rosemont, or, you know, Seneca, all of that, if they own him, what do you think the chances are of us, we the people, getting a break? Because basically the Bidens are becoming multimillionaires based on their relationship with the Chinese Communist Party. And whatever happened with Trading with the Enemy Act, that's what I want to know. Biden, in the meantime, has announced, he's put this in an op-ed, of course. They need to keep this man off the media because everybody's going to pick on him because he's decided he's going to send advanced rocket systems to Ukraine, marking an increased capacity for Ukrainian forces to hit Russian targets, as well as deeper U.S. support in the war. Well, part of that thing is when you're fighting a proxy war, don't think our enemies don't know this. And then, of course, Biden has to go tell everybody what he's doing because he's a blowhard. He's got to go tell everybody what he's doing. And this just further supports Vladimir and Xi Jinping's position that he's a blowhard. And we need to do something about it. We the people don't matter when you have a blowhard in the White House announcing every single thing he's doing. This is just as bad as the United States telling people in the United Nations what's going on during the Korean War. And the UN, of course, calls China. China calls North Korea and tells them what all our positions are. And we're getting shelled. So, I mean, nothing is sacred in this day and age, especially when you have a blowhard writing op-ed pieces. And, of course, the UK, here's their answer. This is the insanity of health officials in the United Kingdom. Are you ready for this? The advice they're giving comes as officials confirm an additional 71 cases of the rare disease monkeypox. Yeah, I could just see them all standing out there, the Monty Python crew. Oh, have you seen the monkeypox, the monkeypox, the monkeypox? Have you seen the monkeypox early in the morning? Can you imagine them doing that? Monty Python, I can imagine them having a big funny thing about monkeypox. I wish they would get back together and do something on that. It would be funny. Because British officials have told those suffering from monkeypox they should abstain from sex in the hopes of curbing the spread of the disease. Those showing symptoms of the monkeypox virus should avoid having sex with other people, according to government experts. Like, they know. What, do the government experts have monkeypox too? So we're talking about going to the village of Condom. Yeah, use a condom for sex for 8 weeks after infection. Wow. Really? An AIDS virus will penetrate a condom, folks. HIV was designed to be small enough nanoparticles to penetrate the holes in a condom. And you wouldn't know that they were there unless you actually put it under a microscope and looked. Pregnant women and people who are immunocompromised have also been told they should avoid caring for somebody with a disease if at all possible, with the WHO warning of the danger that the disease can lead to congenital monkeypox or stillbirths. In total, 172 cases of the disease, already endemic in a number of African countries, have been confirmed in the UK. Risky sexual behavior amongst gay and bisexual men at two raves held in Spain and Belgium. Well, what do you think was going to happen when you had a daisy chain? Seriously. Risky sexual behavior, and they've all got monkeypox. Hello? What does that tell you? Did you look at the guy? Did you look at his arms? Did you look at his face? Did you see welts, open sores? What is going on with these people? The gay dating app Grindr, how funny is that, going so far as to send out general warning messages to its European user base regarding the outbreak. Yes, we all have to talk about our homosexuality. Yeah, you see, I do 80 different character voices for those of you who are going, Dave, you did that just too damn well. You're scaring me here. Now, just seriously, we poke fun at everything and everybody, and if it deserves it, it's going to get it. That's just the way it is. News of the world. Yeah, you got to love that. All those snakes at Davos, man, they're gathering. They are gathering. They want to take over. They want world control and domination. The Great Reset involves demolition and radical overhaul of several interlocking pillars of civilization, them being technology, society, economy, environment, and geopolitics. Food and health also fall within these categories, so we got to have a food shortage. Shortage on formula. And not only that, another fire. Huge fire at a Minnesota commercial egg farm. 200,000 chickens dead in the barn where the fire occurred. And, of course, local media and the fire department is like, oh, it's just an accident. Really? Officials told the local media there they don't believe the fire was caused by criminal activity. They added a state fire marshal is investigating the cause. Seriously? Tragic accident? Seriously? At the Howard Lake Farm? Well, I know somebody's going to be eating chicken for a week. Pretty crazy when they can manipulate the food supply. Got to wonder about that. We have all sorts of news and information coming your way as we head into this segment here on a Wednesday, hump day. And, of course, former President Trump has said the legal system is not working properly after a jury in Washington acquitted Michael Sussman. Even Jason Miller, a former Trump campaign aide, reacted to the verdict, writing on Getter, Sussman admitted giving opposition research to the feds and not telling the Bureau the research was conducted for Hillary Clinton. How did he get off? Rigged system, Miller wrote. You be the judge of that after reading the story. We're going to include that on your email blast. And, of course, this is the media now, mainstream media, now that they have ignored charges against Sussman, which alleged he lied to the FBI, the corrupt Corporate media finally decide, oh, we're going to cover the trial results. He got acquitted. Isn't that wonderful? You see? Yeah, let's support Hillary here. I think we all know how things are shaken out, right? This is the typical left-wing news media playing their game, controlling the narrative that all of the Democratic people out there watch. The police chief of the school district in Uvalde, Texas, can assume the city council seat to which he was previously elected, according to the city's mayor, after all of the funerals. There is some conflicting reports about Police Chief Arredondo, even though he's excited to take on the new role as city councilman. Part of the problem is he's the one that told Border Patrol and everybody to stand down. And now there's conflicting reports out as to whether or not he's cooperating with officials. Isn't that something? Whether he's cooperating with officials or not. But we're talking about feds. Why are the feds there? Because the mayor called the feds in to investigate. Why do people do stupid stuff like this? Why didn't want, what happened to the Texas Rangers? I thought we had really good investigative resources in the state of Texas. Why he has to call in the feds is beyond me. Stupid is as stupid does, Mr. Mayor. I don't get it. It's as bad as Waco, covering up all the evidence with bulldozers after they burn the bloody compound to the ground. After a three-week operation involving multiple agencies, law enforcement officers managed to locate and recover 70 missing children, most of them in West Texas. According to ICE, missing children and teens, many of whom were runaways, ranged in age from 10 to 17 years old, were victims of sex trafficking and physical and sexual abuse. One of those girls, 8 people arrested, of course. One of the girls, 15-year-old girl from a Dallas Mavericks game at American Airlines Center Arena in Dallas on April 8th. The girl went missing after she separated from her father to use the bathroom. Later on, she was seen leaving the arena with an unknown man. You see, and they found her. Where did they find her? April 18th, 10 days later, in an extended stay America hotel in Oklahoma City. This is what happens when you ignore your kids when you're out and about. They get snatched. Do you think this is normal? Parents, come on. If you're not awake, you need to be. If you're taking your kids to the store with you or to a game, to a public place, you need to be cognizant of the fact that sex trafficking is big business in the United States and that these pedophiles would just love to get a hold of your kid. So you need to wake up when you're out there and be cognizant of where your child is at all times. I'm not saying you have to handcuff them to your wrist or tether them on a leash. That would not be humane. But you really need to be cognizant of where they are. I mean, obviously, they're not safe in public pools of schools. First Samuel 13:22. So it came to pass in the day of battle that there was neither sword nor spear found in the hand of any of the people that were with Saul and Jonathan, but with Saul and Jonathan, his son was there found. We all know the best way to ensure enslavement of men is to disarm them. To disarm the people is the best and most effectual way to enslave them, according to George Mason. Not only does disarmament mean to enslave, but it also means to take away one's ability to protect themselves. I mean, you got to love that, right? Craziness. Total craziness, folks. These people need to wake up. They take away all our guns like Trudeau is trying to do up in Canada right now. We're going to have some real problems. Why do they want to disarm America? Because they're afraid of us. They're afraid to send troops out because the troops would be given an order to shoot American citizens. How far do you think that'll go? Probably 25% of them would do what they were told. The other 75% would turn their weapons on their superiors and say, "Nuts to you, you domestic enemy." Boom. We all took that oath, folks. Anybody that served in the military took the oath to uphold and protect and defend the Constitution from all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And that means if you are told to turn your weapon on a group of American citizens and you have served in the armed forces and you raised your right hand, you better blow your superior away. Because that was an unlawful order and it's treason. You don't kill we the people when we the people got your back. Do you understand what I just said? And while the politicians and their bullhorn, the U.S. news media, focus everyone on the inanimate object guns, as they both seek to disarm all law-abiding citizens under the guise of children's safety, the elephant in the room is, why are kids killing kids with increasing regularity? Because they glamorize it in the bloody media. Consider the following facts related to the deadliest school shootings in U.S. history, according to official FBI reports. Between 1999 and today, these 10 events are the deadliest school shootings in U.S. history. And we're going to then tell you what these events have in common. 7 shooters were under the age of 21, 6 of them still teenagers between 16 and 19 years old. Every single event took place in a gun-free zone. The shooter was the only person that was armed. Despite any efforts whatsoever, law enforcement was unable to prevent any of these events. That's what I'm talking about here. They couldn't, and none of the events, none of it. That's the whole point. They couldn't prevent it. Each shooter violated numerous laws to carry out their crime. Each shooter was unpopular in society, often with prior treatment for mental illness. Each shooter was from a broken home with little to no parental influence. We talked about that yesterday, folks. Gee, I didn't have a dad. Nearly all of the younger shooters were online gamers. Remember Grand Theft Auto? Violent games were their favorite. Every shooter was mad at the world. None of them had any regard at all for human life. 5 of the 10 events were carried out by shooters of foreign origin. There's only 2 anomalies on the list of the events above. 2006, Nickel Mines Amish school, where a 32-year-old Jewish shooter, Charles Carl Roberts IV, attacked an Amish school on the basis of race and religion. And 2012, Oikos University, where 43-year-old Juan Go stated he attacked the school seeking a full refund of tuition, unhappy with campus life. Wow. In the cases of 2007, Virginia Tech, 23-year-old Seung Hui Cho, and 2015, Umpqua Community College, 26-year-old Christopher Harper Mercer, both were allegedly triggered by being outcasts on the college campus. Well, there's a good way to get revenge. Cho was on both Prozac and Paxil at the time of his mass murder at Virginia Tech. Mercer, who lived with his single mom and no contact with his father, listed his hobbies and interests as internet, killing zombies, movies, music, and reading. He also belonged to an online group titled Doesn't Like Organized Religion. Even before looking into the background of the special type of killer, it should be obvious to everybody the mass shooter of this type has a major mental and emotional malfunction, but nobody's paying attention. Not till it happens. And then we all sit here and boo-hoo and bury the dead, right? 2/3 of all gun deaths in the USA are acts of suicide, not homicide. So I don't know where all these Democrats get off saying they want to take away our guns. Well, pucky to that, I say. Criminal profiling is not profiling on the base of race, creed, or color. It's based upon experience, a collection of facts surrounding certain types of criminal activities. It's called a pattern of behavior, folks. Average school shooters. You want to know what they are? Male shooters, between 15 and 21, from a broken home raised by a single parent or grandparents, addicted to violent videos and games, loners, few if any friends, failing in school, career, relationships, and life itself, void of any faith-based belief structure, often casual or prescription drug abusers, past indication of mental or emotional illness, mad at the world, chronic victimhood mentality, probably a bully, then bullied, zero regard for the gift of human life itself. I mean, this is the conversation we need to be having, folks, not taking away people's guns. John Whitehead, who we've had on the Power Hour before with the Rutherford Institute, has a new article out we've included in your email blast called America, Meet Your New Dictator-in-Chief, the President's Secret Unchecked Powers. Wow. Amazing how that works. And, of course, there are links to the Brennan Center and all about deep state planning and preparing for such crisis for year now under the USA Patriot Act. Yeah, we've told you pretty much all of the main reasons for why they want to take away your guns. And so the bigger problem, the bigger picture here. They shoot first, ask questions later. Nope, didn't work like that. I have a real problem with the police chief of Uvalde, Texas. That guy needs to be fired, and now he's going to serve on city council? Really? I mean, if he made decisions like what he did telling Border Patrol to stand down going into that school, I'd be damned if that guy should serve on city council. More bad decisions, really? This is crazy, folks. Now they want to take away all our guns. Really? Wow. It's crazy how things work. Biden says in the meantime he's going to meet with major infant formula manufacturers today to try to boost imported supplies to help ease a nationwide shortage. Oh, here we go again. Imported baby formula. Wow. What do you think's in those things? 2 million cans of formula have been sent from the UK, and Australian manufacturers are also preparing to send in more products. What do you think is going to happen when our kids over here ingest that stuff? And by the way, for those of you who think that Ukraine is the cause of all our economic issues, well, a poll out now from the Convention of States Action Trafalgar Group survey shows that most Americans blame President Joe Biden, not Russia's invasion of Ukraine, for the rampant inflation plaguing the U.S. Yeah. More crazy. People believe what they want, you know, even though they're misled by mainstream media. Wayne Kaepernick is going to be joining us after the break here on the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. Be back with more news and Lane after the break. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Wednesday, June 1st, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us for this segment. We've got Lane Cavanaugh on the line. And, of course, he is one of the first named individuals in a lawsuit that has been filed in a verified complaint in the United States District Court for the Southern District of Florida. And there is a list. It just goes on and on and on for about 2.5 pages. And on page 3, it lists who the defendants are: Atlas Air, Inc., Flight Services International, a Texas Limited Liability Company, Encompass Air, LLC, an Alaska Limited Liability Company, and the three individuals that I am under the assumption run Atlas Air. They sued them in their individual capacity on behalf of U.S. Freedom Flyers. We've had Josh Yoder on the program before talking about what they're trying to do. Lane Cavanaugh, welcome back to the show. I'm going to just ask you to encapsulate what the suit involves without having to read all 60 pages of it.
Sure. Well, first of all, thank you very much for having me on again, Dave. It's a real pleasure to be able to join you this morning. Yeah, I mean, basically, we are suing myself and on behalf of U.S. Freedom Flyers, about 165 pilots, flight attendants, mechanics, loadmasters, et cetera, various employees with Atlas Air have sued in federal court. Atlas Air, Flight Services International, which is the company that employs the flight attendants that Atlas uses, and Encompass Air, that's one of the service companies, and then the three top executives, John Dietrich, the CEO, Patricia Goodwin-Peters, who is the Senior Vice President of Human Resources, and Jeffrey Carlson, who's the Senior Vice President of Flight Operations. But we felt like we needed to hold them personally responsible for the harassment, haranguing, and coercion that all of us experienced for a good portion of last year and into this one.
Well, and of course, it's not just the haranguing. It's they're trying to get you to take an experimental vaccine that, you know, basically... We don't know what the outcome is. I mean, we've already talked about pilot Bob Snow.
Yes.
And what happened to him. And we actually verified. Yes. And people are like, well, did he actually collapse in the cockpit and the flight deck and the tarmac? Where did he collapse? And, you know, see, it's look, that's not the point. The point is he collapsed.
Well, I can tell you, Dave, exactly where he collapsed, because I was in his hospital room 3 days after it happened here in Grapevine, Texas. And he had landed his Airbus at DFW International Airport. I saw his logbook. After his main wheels touched down, it was his landing. He was in control of the aircraft. Taxied in exactly 6 minutes later into the blocks, into the gate there at DFW, did the engine shutdown checklist, and went into full cardiac arrest. So by the grace of God, I mean, even if he had gone out at the controls during a taxi coming into the gate, it could have been catastrophic. So, you know, luckily a Navy corpsman was there. They had to use a defibrillator 3 times on him. The plane was deplaning. The passenger saw him collapse and go down. So it definitely obviously created a lot of attention. But, you know, Bob told me, he said, Lane, I never wanted to take this shot. I was coerced. Under duress, I took the shot. It was a J&J shot, and I immediately began having symptoms and bad side effects after I got the shot. So he's got an excellent health record. He had a brilliant career in the Air Force, military career, over, I think it was almost 35 years, an American, very senior captain. And for him to have to go out like this, it's an absolute crime, absolute crime.
Well, it is, and he can't. The understanding from reading the back lines on this story is that he wanted to teach his daughter how to fly, and now he can't even do that.
That's correct. He was looking forward to giving her flying lessons, and like I'm doing with my sons, and like they want to learn from me. And that's something, you know, when you're in aviation, you're in it because you love it. It's your passion. It's what you want to do more than anything else. And the fact that he can't share that with his daughter, that's just another fallout from this tyranny and coercion that we've all been put through. You know, we took this stand as Atlas pilots to protect our pilot group and our flight attendants and our mechanics and loadmasters, but it's more than that. This is a fight for our freedom. This is a fight for America, and we do not submit to tyranny. We do not submit to forced medical procedures. I mean, that's an absolute just an egregious violation that's been put on the American people. It's against the Nuremberg Code, you know, informed consent. It's been against our most basic rights as an individual. If you don't own your own body, you don't own anything. So,
well, but despite all of the mandates that were canceled by the courts, Atlas Air continued to do Biden's bidding.
Oh, yes. And, you know, Patricia Goodwin-Peters was the big one behind that. You know, we started seeing a lot of communications from her from that side of Atlas, this ESG stuff, environmental social governance, literally just verbatim from that office. BlackRock owns 14% of Atlas Air, and Vanguard owns about another 10%. So we know where that's coming from. That's where it's coming from. But, yes, when other airlines like American and Southwest and Delta were very liberally granting religious exemptions, Atlas would not let go of us, and they had us under constant fear and anxiety over our jobs. And even when our religious exemption were granted against the OSHA Biden mandate, Atlas turned around and said, well, your religious exemptions, they're probably not going to be good for this because this is the Atlas mandate. Like, it was above and beyond the executive order. So, I mean, this is the game they played, and they played it right down to May 1st. And I'm so proud of my group because they hung tough. They stood tall. They did not bend the knee. And the fact that we had hundreds of people that stood up and made a stand, even though we were the minority, that's why they couldn't fire us all. If they had had us down to 50 or 100 guys, I have no doubts they would have fired every one of us. But the fact that just a minority stood up and said, no, we will not submit to tyranny, made all the difference.
So in the meantime, the allegations also contend that or allege that you were being discriminated against, too, as far as pay?
Yes. And well, we were, and Atlas falsely claimed that, like, for instance, Germany is the perfect example. They were forbidding Atlas, it's kind of a complicated process, but we were getting additional pay for flying to highly infected COVID areas. Germany has been one of them for a long time. It's really funny because they're also one of the highest vaccinated countries out there, but constantly had a high COVID rate. So we would get paid extra money to fly there. Well, Germany accepts for entry into their country as a crew member, as an airline crew member, they will accept proof of quote-unquote vaccination or proof that you've recovered from the vaccination with antibodies. Well, Atlas went above and beyond that and said, no, you can't even go if you've got antibodies. We won't allow that. And then when we said, well, look, this is an Atlas restriction, not a German restriction, they said, oh, no, you may not be able to find hotels to stay at or restaurants to be able to eat in. So it was absolutely a fabrication. It was absolute subterfuge, and it was done to invent the idea that their business was being unduly harmed and restricted. Absolute nonsense.
Well, so in when this all came down, you filed the lawsuit on the 12th. You've been on numerous shows. They got served. Every one of them, I'm assuming, has been served, and they're all pissed, yeah. Especially the three individuals that are running the company now. So they're trying to outmaneuver you and outspend you and do everything else, which is one of the reasons you've set up a Gibson Go account, right?
Yes, I have. We set up the, yes, I'm sure they're not happy. Now, we have got notice that they are accepting service and ready to get the show on the road. But yes, we do. It's the Atlas Freedom Fund on GiveSendGo. People have been so generous and, you know, we are the tip of the spear. We are where the rubber meets the road. We, like I said earlier, we are making this fight. Not just for the Atlas employees, but for all of America. If we don't stand and we don't stop this right here and right now, there is no stopping it. It will continue on and on and on. And so this is why we're making the stand. So if your listeners are out there and would consider a contribution to the Atlas Freedom Fund on GiveSendGo, we would just be so deeply grateful. And you are becoming part of that fight. You are feeding ammunition into this machine that is fighting back against tyranny. We're just so grateful.
Okay, Chance in West Virginia, you're on the line with me and Lane Cavanis from Airline Workers for Health Freedom.
Yes, hello, Dave. Hello, Lane. Lane, I got a question for you. Are you? There's another gentleman, a pilot. I can't recall which show he was a guest on, but I recall his last name was Yoder, Y-O-D-E-R.
That would be Josh.
I'm sorry?
That would be Josh. We had him on this show, Chance.
Yes. Elaine, my question to you is, are you affiliated with Josh Yoder, or are you aware of his organization also?
Yes, we are. We're working very closely together. In fact, he's one of the plaintiffs on the lawsuit. It's the U.S. Freedom Flyers. Then you see my name below U.S. Freedom Flyers and then the rest of our group. So, yes, sir. And I do appreciate you suggesting that we network with him. We have, and we're in this fight together.
Well, I'm going to post a copy. Chance, I'm going to post a copy of the lawsuit.
Yes, there's strength in unity, fellas. That's why I brought that up. And God bless you now, Lane, for the work that you're doing. And have a good day now.
All right. We appreciate that.
God bless you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Chance. Appreciate your call. Now, we will be posting a copy of the lawsuit on here for those of you who have not had a chance to read it. It's 60 pages long. The first 2.5 pages is all plaintiffs. Followed by the defendants. And of course, the suit that I have here is improperly styled. I'm sure they probably corrected it. It says the United District Court for the Southern District of Florida. I think they left the word states out.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Obviously, I'm not an attorney, but I'm not sure exactly how that's supposed to be worded. But I know it's, you know, it's filed. It's in the court, in the system, okay. And now we're in that process.
And they've been served with it. So, yeah. I'm going to put it online so people know. And so it's Atlas Freedom Fund on GiveSendGo.com. Is that right?
That's correct. And the folks can go there. And just any consideration would be greatly appreciated. And that's it's Atlas Freedom Fund on GiveSendGo. And that just puts fuel in our tank, guys. And there is no better way that you can fight this tyranny and join with your brothers and sisters on the very front lines. You know, we stood up and said, no, we will not do it. We'll risk our jobs. We'll risk our careers. We'll risk it all. Because even if you kept your job and your career and you took that shot, I don't think that this society and this economy keeps working very much longer. Because now, if you don't own your own body, you're a slave. And this is we're just not willing to go there. So it's a slow that's a slow spiral into the abyss once we go there. We're just not going to go there.
Well, speaking of slow spiral, Lane, a 26-year-old graduate from Coventry University in England died from a blood clot in his brain after getting the AstraZeneca vaccine. An inquest heard the automotive design graduate was given an out-of-date information about the risks of blood clotting. And Jack Hearn from Redditch died in June last year, less than 2 weeks after getting the jab at a vaccine hub in Dudley County, west of West Midlands, England. Their girlfriend also took the vaccine. She was unwell. That's what they call them. They were all told that this was safe, and it obviously is not. And this is the thing. We're getting stories from all over the world about people who are just dropping dead. And of course, yeah, they're being told that these are safe and effective when, in fact, they knew they weren't, and they're not. Yeah. And when you get people like Brian Artis, who's been investigating and saw that Genentech was purchased by Pfizer, and they're making 19 different kinds of snake venom peptides to be used in these jabs, I'm just like, no. Why would you want to be, and I don't know, as far as Atlas Air, do they employ mostly commercial airline pilots, or are they basically employing cargo pilots? I mean, who do they employ?
But we're all commercial airline pilots. People kind of associate commercial airline pilots with only carrying passengers. You're a commercial airline pilot, whether you carry cargo or passengers. But we do both. So we're the largest provider of military airlift for Mobility Air Command for the U.S. military. So we carry both. We do a tremendous amount of cargo, mostly cargo, but we do a lot of VIP passenger flights. We do about half the NFL flights. We do a lot of sports teams, a lot of soccer teams, baseball, basketball, football, and a tremendous amount of military personnel we carry. So very large contracts with the government.
Amazing. And the government, all those mandates should have applied.
Well, you know, it's almost like, you know, they becoming a state actor, right? They're doing the government's bidding when they're, you know, and it's very funny, you know, Atlas had a record year in 2019, the biggest year, I believe, up to that point they'd ever had. Then 2020 COVID hit, and COVID was the biggest boon for Atlas Air and many of the cargo airlines that has ever happened. Well, Atlas made an 8x net profit in 2020. And in the same year, they applied for and got $407 million of COVID bailout money, okay? And the government very stupidly gave it to them. And then when the government realized what they did, they approached Atlas and said, hey, you just made 8x the net profit you made from an already record year in 2019. Give us the money back. And John Dietrich said, no, you never said we had to demonstrate a need, only that we had to apply for it. So this is the kind of integrity that we're with here. This is what's going on. People don't hear about, or they're so numb to it, they don't notice it when they do.
Well, at least we're getting the facts out there, folks, for everybody. Lane Cavanis, we appreciate you. And once again, Atlas Freedom Fund is the place that you go when you get to givesendgo.com. Yes. Type in Atlas Freedom Fund, and it will give you a chance to make a donation there, because it's helping the legal costs of fighting this lawsuit. God only knows we need to go after this woke corporation, which is exactly what this is. And, you know, if we don't put the hammer down and stop these idiots from succeeding in this stuff, they're going to be at a loss. They're going to require everybody gets jabbed. We want this case to move forward. We want a jury to hear it. And we want that's a jury right. to decide that Atlas was wrong. I mean, that's basically what this is all about.
Right. That's right, Dave. And people have to remember, when they contribute to the Atlas Freedom Fund on GiveSendGo, not only are they helping us with our legal expenses in the fight against the Atlas mandates, they're fighting BlackRock. They're fighting Vanguard. I mean, this is, we're against this corporate tyranny, this corporate takeover that has come about. So it's just, you cannot better invest your money in freedom anywhere.
And we appreciate you, Lane Cavanis. Thanks so much for sharing this with us. And again, I'm going to post the lawsuit in today's email blast. It'll be in PDF. And you'll be able to access that and read it for yourself and decide whether or not you want to donate to the cause on givesendgo.com. Lane Cavanis, thanks so much for your call, and we appreciate the update on all this and, you know, giving our listeners a chance to decide to jump in. So we appreciate you, and thanks for everything you're doing. God bless you, sir.
It's an honor to be with you. God bless you, and God bless your listeners.
Thank you. We appreciate that. All right, back to science and technology. We've got a little bit of time left for news before Frank Davis joins us at the top of the hour. CRISPR, by the way, ever heard of that? Gone wrong. That's right. Scientists concluded that we didn't understand the system as well as we thought we did. Yet the chief medical officer of Moderna, the mRNA vaccine, says we're actually hacking the software of life. We think about it as an operating system. So if you could actually change that, if you could introduce a line of code or change a line of code, it turns out it has profound implications for everything. Politicians would do well to place a moratorium on all genetic editing on any and all species live on the planet of Earth, according to Patrick Wood from Technocracy News. Here's the problem. They've turned fluffy hamsters into aggressive rage monsters. They got these Syrian hamsters with the expectation that giving them these vasopressin and receptor, ABPR1A, was going to regulate things like teamwork and friendship as well as dominance and bonding. Their expectation proved to be very wrong. Professor H. Elliot Albers, lead researcher on the study, said, "We're really surprised at the results. We anticipated if we eliminated vasopressin activity, we would reduce both aggression and social communication, but just the opposite happened. The academics found the adorable bundles of fluff turned into mutant rage monsters exhibiting high levels of aggression towards other same-sex individuals. All hamsters, regardless of genotype or sex, exhibited aggression, including chasing, biting, and pinning when exposed to a non-aggressive same-sex conspecific in a neutral arena." Professor Albert admitted the results of the experiment were a startling conclusion. And they're giving these mRNA jabs to us. How do you think that's going to work out? Is it going to make people turn into the walking dead? Are they going to become a bunch of crazies? I mean, imagine the evolution of virtual children. One of Britain's leading artificial intelligence experts claimed computer-generated babies that cost $25 a month are likely to become commonplace by the early 2070s. Oh, gosh. Artificial intelligence, yeah, there's a contradiction in terms, especially with the test I just read. You can read about virtual babies who will grow up in real time. They'll be commonplace, according to experts. Yeah, right. Let's just replace God with this technology. What do you say? No. Sorry. Too much of us believe in the truth and believe in God to honor that garbage. All you have to do is say no, folks. Millions of children. See, you wonder what happened, what their ultimate goal was during COVID with this remote learning. Millions of kids had their online behaviors and personal information tracked by all of these apps and websites they use for school during the pandemic, according to an international investigation that raises concerns about the impact remote learning had on children's privacy online. Be glad, homeschool moms, you are educating your kids at home, not remote learning, because this, according to Patrick Wood, is the data is being shared at dizzying scale. I mean, they picked up on everything. 1.5 billion students within the span of a few weeks had their whole lives upended. And of course, tens of millions of students remain remote, and now they're looking at, you know, this learning app Schoology, as more than 20 million users used by 60,000 schools across some of the U.S.'s largest school districts. The study identified the code in the app that would have allowed it to extract a unique identifier from the student's phone, known as advertising ID, that marketers often use to track people across different apps and devices to build a profile on what products they might want to buy. So you see, the merchants of the earth have figured all this out, and they've hijacked your kids. So remember, next time you go through the grocery store checkout and you hear the kid go, "I want, I want, I want," when he sees all the candy in the racks, you'll know exactly where he got it from, because they knew where to put it. By the way, we've got some health issues that we're going to be presenting also on our email blast. If you did not have a chance to get at it, you need to subscribe. Then you won't miss the articles on people over 60 who have been using antibiotics, maybe at increased risk of developing inflammatory bowel disease. Probiotics can help improve cognitive function and ward off dementia, including Alzheimer's. The story on that. We have the Living Streams Multi-Blend Liquid Probiotic from thepowermall.com for those of you who are interested in purchasing some of that. If you're a senior and walking to the mailbox takes longer than it used to, new research suggests you might want to ask your doctor to check your thinking skills. There's an article on that. Could signal increased risk for dementia. A former rice farmer in Northern California who can testify to the stupidity and insanity of environmentalists who favor obscure fish over humans. Water to farmers is now below growing levels and will cause devastation to the 2022 rice industry, taking down farmers as well as related industries. In other words, not only is the world facing a major food shortage, California just shut up the water to farmers in order to save obscure fish. I knew you're ready for that. I mean, how crazy can it get? A food shortage. Well, you gotta love that. How many of you stocking up? Remember, I told you about 25-year shelf life food, but you know, your canned products in the stores, if you can buy them, I try to avoid, you remember how the metal taste you get in cans, in certain cans? I try to avoid buying certain things. I mean, soups are okay. Look at the expiration dates on the labels, usually the last 2 years on the shelf. But your longer supplement type foods would be the 25-year shelf life stuff. 1,000 rounds of ammo for every single weapon you own or more. Own multiple weapons. Make sure you have at least one form of means to generate electricity and it is protected. If you're connected to propane or natural gas and it's going to flow in the event of an EMP attack, make sure you have that in place. I know Generac generators are way back ordered from what I'm being told. We are at the top of the hour break here in the Power Hour. Dave Krieger with you. We will be back with Frank Davis from OptiVita Products for the next hour after this break. Stay with us here on the Power Hour. Be quick.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.